This is unique from a craftsman's position, where that wood is one piece wide, not glued together, and then all one piece all the way across the top. And it flares out. It has a double compound curve in hardwood, which is not supposed to be able to be done. So that's a workmanship of itself. And then same way with the glass. We were told over and over and over and over by glass people, you can't do what you want to do here. And we needed to have it happen this way. So we kept pushing through. We finally found a Polish immigrant in Cleveland that was willing to work with us, hand carve the pattern, and then liquid pour the glass to give us a distinct two-tone pattern. If you look at it, this is wavy. This is all hand-carved, the pattern where we were poured in, and then this here too. So this, we wanted to have a line, distinct difference between top and bottom, but not a break in the glass. And so this is all one-piece glass. And we still have glass. People look at it and say, how'd that happen? It's not supposed to be able to be done, but we did. And so when you step back, you have all this tightness and the wavy down here, like the gown that we picked up, and then it opens up, and you see the dark hid, you know, back in here. And that's the spiritual story behind this was, down here, it's like our youth, and you know, it's muddied, and it's, you know, we're trying to figure out who we are as a person and where we're going with our spiritual life and all that. And then we kind of hit this line, and you know, all of a sudden we realize that we're sinners and we're lost, and you know, we need a savior. We find our savior, and now we can see through the glass darkly. We'll never be able to see into the Godhead completely, but we trust through faith, and now we can have peace. And that's this dividing line right here. And then the hand-blown decanter is our individualism. Each one of us are uniquely made in God's image, and he cares about us deeply, and we can't be. My message is to people, stop trying to be somebody else. Be who God created you to be. Find yourself, know your why, know who you are, and then live your life in the fullest within that.